The Homeland Security Department is cracking down on what it calls administratively uncontrollable overtime. That's meant for field officers whose day can be unpredictable. But some administrative employees have been logging it, too. Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson has details.
About 900 Homeland Security Department employees took an immediate pay cut of roughly 25% in the form of administratively uncontrollable overtime this week. DHS Secretary Jay Johnson signed a memo Monday directing agency heads to suspend AUO for employees whose duties do not meet the requirements, including some employees working in headquarters offices, training instructors, and employees who've been collecting AUO pay inappropriately as determined by internal investigators. Chief Human Capital Officer for DHS Catherine Emerson made the announcement Tuesday in a hearing before the Senate Subcommittee on Efficiency and Effectiveness of Federal Programs in the Federal Workforce. Border Patrol Agent Brandon Judd serves as the president of the National Border Patrol Council, representing more than 17,000 Border Patrol agents. He reacted to the announcement.
Listen, I'm grateful for our jobs. I'm grateful. It's a good job. It pays well. But I don't know of anybody that could sustain a 25% pay cut from one day to the next. And that's what just happened today. That's what just happened with the secretary's memo today. They just came to agents and they just told them, by the way, 25% of your pay is now gone. That's pretty difficult to deal with. We thought that there was going to be an implementation time. We thought that the agency was going to give these affected employees 180 days, and they didn't. It was overnight.
Emerson says roughly 25,000 to 28,000 DHS employees use AUO. Most of those work for CBP. With investigations ongoing, she said more employees could lose their AUO.
We have a new secretary and new deputy secretary who inherited this situation and were briefed on it when they came in, and they have taken it very seriously, as we see from the memo that was put out yesterday, the 27th. This is an interim measure, and as there are a number of reviews that are going on, one with GAO, we have the OSC that's brought some cases to our attention. We have our Office of General Counsel that's doing review, as well as the component are doing reviews as well. So there are a number of reviews underway, and this number could expand as we go forward. We're looking at the AUO practices and procedures that are in place and making sure that AUO is properly being accounted for.
Carolyn Lerner, who heads the Office of Special Counsel, explained how several whistleblowers described the abuses.
We received disclosures from 12 whistleblowers from the Department of Homeland Security. They reported overtime pay abuse at 12 separate DHS locations, 9 of which involve offices within Customs and Border Protection, or CBP. The whistleblowers allege that employees systematically abuse a type of overtime pay called administratively uncontrollable overtime, AUO. For years, it was the norm for employees, especially within CBP, to extend their shifts by 2 hours a day, every day, increasing their pay 25%. Management officials were aware of the overtime misuse and often abused it themselves. By regulation, this type of overtime may only be used when an employee's hours cannot be scheduled in advance due to a substantial amount of irregular and unpredictable work or a compelling law enforcement purpose. For example, AUO is appropriate when an employee is apprehending a suspected criminal along the border, and it would constitute negligence for the employee to leave the job unfinished. Each of the employees in the DHS cases here are not using AUO as the result of any unpredictable or a compelling law enforcement need. Instead, AUO is used routinely nearly every day and is an entrenched part of the culture at CBP and other parts of DHS. In some cases, the allegations extend to extreme misconduct. According to the whistleblowers, many employees spend the extra overtime not working at all. They relax, surf the internet, and sometimes they're not even present at the workplace.
Subcommittee Chairman John Tester says he hopes the new leadership at DHS will help change that culture.
Personally, drives me crazy as a policymaker is we're under tight financial restrictions here. Senator Portman and myself understand the importance of border security. And when we're allocating money and it's being misused, and we're looking at potentially pulling people off the northern border, which may be warranted, maybe not. I'm not saying that. But we're looking at doing some things that reduce manpower in the process. And this is going on. It drives me crazy. So hopefully, you do have new leadership in Homeland, and I think that's going to help a lot.
Judge says some Border Patrol officers were told that they could count on AUO as consistent pay when they were hired.
If you go back and you look at the hiring memorandum that went out to prospective employees, one of the things that it said was that you will receive 25% AUO. When I came in the Border Patrol approximately 16 and a half years ago, I was told in the job announcement that I would receive 25% AUO. It was a recruitment tool that was used because when we came in the Border Patrol, our entry salaries were not commensurate to other law enforcement, whether it be local, state, or federal law enforcement. And so that's where the service used AUO as a recruiting tool to get personnel into the Border Patrol. And it's still applicable today. We still use AUO correctly in the field. We'll continue to use AUO correctly in the field as long as we're allowed to have the overtime system. We, Rio Grande Valley, for instance, is the hotbed right now for illegal immigration, and the agents out there are chasing drug smugglers, alien smugglers in the country well after their 8-hour shift. And so AUO is absolutely applicable, and it's applicable in all parts of the Border Patrol where we're chasing illegal aliens or illegal drug smugglers. The problem is we need to look at a more modernized system.
U.S. Border Patrol Deputy Chief Ronald Vitiello agreed that the AUO system is outdated and insufficient.
AUO, a system established almost 50 years ago, no longer meets the needs of a 21st century law enforcement environment, where increasing amounts of surveillance, intelligence, and border security activities are conducted remotely. The work of securing the border is no longer limited to physical presence, and our compensation system should reflect the current operational environment. The Border Patrol takes its responsibility to be a good steward of taxpayer dollars very seriously. Misuse of government's funds is not tolerated. The Border Patrol has and will cooperate fully with all internal DHS and external reviews of the compensation system and procedures.
Judd says that without AUO, entry-level positions at CBP are not competitive with other law enforcement jobs.
When we looked at other law enforcement agencies that are desirable, and that's city law enforcement, city police departments, or other federal law enforcement. Generally speaking, we're about $10,000 less than what other agencies hire their employees on at.
Both Judd and Vitiello say even though it would mean a pay cut for CBP agents, they support legislation in the Senate and House that would increase manpower by 20% by placing 5,000 additional trained agents at the border and giving the agency flexibility in scheduling practices. While CBP is where most of the abuses are taking place, Lerner reminded the subcommittee that the problem is department-wide.
There is a lot of emphasis on CBP, but this is a problem throughout DHS.
Yeah.
And it is not just actually Customs and Border Patrol officers or Border Protection officers that are affected, as you note. I mean, these are office workers, these are trainers, these are canine workers, these are CrossFit instructors. It's a problem that extends throughout the department.
She said issuing a directive on AUO could go a long way.
These are terrific interim steps. We're really pleased with some progress. But the problem is there still hasn't been a directive issued to stop it. This is not a difficult issue. The law is really, really easy. You do not qualify for AUO unless your job specifically requires it. If you have substantial unpredictable work, if it's irregular, or if there's a substantial law enforcement need, this isn't rocket science. It shouldn't be that difficult to issue a directive saying that folks who don't meet that criteria shouldn't be taking AUO.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Lauren Larson, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.